the harshest with corn, and of course, and then there was the roof, a room at the top of the corn house where the fodder was stored to keep it dry so it wouldn't rot, so we could throw that from the top part of the corn house to the horses. And of course there was a chicken house where the chickens would sleep over at night, and some of course would have a kind of a roofed over place in the cow pens where the cows then could be milked under the roof when it was cold and rainy weather.
Did you have a name for that area there?
Yeah, the Kuhstall und die Kuhpenne, the cow pen and the stall for the cows and the cattle. Uh-huh. Calves, of course, too, would have to be provided for. They were not allowed to sleep with the cows at night because there wouldn't be any milk left to milk the next morning. I saw a cute movie the other day where it showed where the cattlemen were driving some cattle from an island over to the mainland, and they had to swim across, and of course the calves had to come swimming along too. And the cowmen saw to it that the calves did come on over. But then after the calves had landed on the side and next with the cows, they decided that they had had breakfast over on the other side this morning, so they decided to swim back to the other, to the island. And the cowmen had a tough time getting the horses around the calves and round them up to come back on to the mainland again. It was cute. And the way he put it, the calves remembered that they had breakfast on the other side that morning, so they wanted to go back to the other side.
Dumb. That sounds like something my dog would do.
Yeah.
My dog is kind of low on brain cells, too.
Yeah.
in the corn house, do cows and horses actually sleep in there at night?
The horses sleep under the roof of the corn house, but of course then the cattle would have their own roof. Usually the pen was next to the corn house so that when in winter time the cows too had to be fed some corn shucks and corn cobs and also some fodder. So, and if it was rainy and cold weather, so you wouldn't have to wade through the mud too far to get the food and throw it to the cows and the calves too.
But did you tell me what you call the upper part where you kept the fodder?
It was merely the upper part of the corn house.
Okay. Did you have a building or a part of a building where you just stored grain?
Yes, surely. There would be also a part to the corn house, and it's usually in back a room where your cotton seed was stored. And when you had wheat, if you planted wheat and had it thrashed, mowed and brought in and thrashed, then it was put into 2 bushels.